It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. I'm Jay Gabler.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Jade, and I have a story today for you about Beyoncé breaking down 100-year-old barriers.
And then we'll talk about some family reactions to a new documentary about Whitney Houston. But first, here are a few headlines for today, Monday, August 6th. Rick Genest, who's a heavily tattooed model known as Zombie Boy, has died from a fall at age 32. He's known to music fans because he's one of the stars of Lady Gaga's video, Born This Way. He appears in the beginning as sort of a possibly malevolent presence, but by the end, Gaga is singing and dancing with him. Lady Gaga has referred to the death as devastating, and she initially called it a suicide, but later apologized for that and walked it back after members of Genest's family said they believed it was an accidental fall. Authorities in Montreal are investigating. So there's new Vampire Weekend music, but we can't hear it.
Jay, okay, so they played this at this festival that they were at, right? The one where they started out playing a punk, not once, not twice, but three times in a row.
So they played Lollapalooza this weekend, and fans were hoping they were going to bust out with some of their new music. They did not at Lollapalooza.
Ah.
But then there was an after party, and apparently the only phone allowed at this after party was Ezra Koenig's, because reportedly Ezra Koenig pulls out his phone, plugs in the aux cable, and plays some new Vampy Weeks tracks for the fans.
That sounds amazing. Was anybody able to describe what the music sounded like?
Awesome. Great. Amazing. I don't believe it. We got to hear New Vampire Weekend. It's going to be great. And then the band played one of the new songs live. So fans who were there are apparently loving it. But other than that, it's a little hard to tell what this new music is like. So Vampire Weekend are working on their follow-up to 2013's Modern Vampires of the City, and that's going to be their first album that won't have Rostam as a core member. Demi Lovato has made her first public statement since being hospitalized last month in the wake of a reported overdose. She says, "I have always been transparent about my journey with addiction. What I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It is something that I must continue to overcome and have not done yet." She thanked her family, friends, medical team. So Demi Lovato on the mend.
Yeah, I heard that she is now officially in rehab. So best of luck to Demi Lovato.
So what's this exciting Beyoncé story?
All right. So if you aren't familiar with the September issue of Vogue, which maybe you're not, it's fine. I'm no judgment. But here's the kind of quick hit. It's the biggest of the biggies. I mean, it has its own documentary. Pretty much any rom-com where the lead is some girl working at a magazine, it's always the September issue. What's going to be on the cover? That means lots of ad revenue, forecasts a bunch of fashion trends, and there's always this big hullabaloo about what star is actually going to be on the cover. So earlier this year, it was announced that Beyoncé is going to be on the cover, which is huge and truly the only correct answer that you can say in 2018. She gave birth, she gave the world the greatest Coachella headliner performance, and she has this new record and tour with her husband Jay-Z. They're calling themselves the Carters now. And if you haven't seen the video, the freaking Louvre ceded all control to Beyoncé. So it only makes sense that if you have some sort of platform, give it over to Beyoncé. She will do a good job with it. But here is what makes Beyoncé a total queen, in my humble opinion. Beyoncé decided she wanted to be photographed on the cover, not by Annie Leibovitz or whoever typically does it. No, she said, "I want this talented up-and-comer named Tyler Mitchell, who's only 23, to be the photographer." So he's a guy who grew up in Atlanta, just recently graduated from Tisch School of the Arts in New York University. Just last September is when he graduated. But he is going to be the first African-American photographer to shoot a cover for Vogue.
Well, I saw this news when it broke on Twitter, and I feel like people's first reaction was like, "That's awesome, go Beyoncé." And then people are like, "Well, 125 years,
yeah.
Vogue.
Yeah, it's been over 125 years since American Vogue has been around, and this is the first time it's like, I get a polite golf clap is what you get? I don't know, but Beyoncé was quoted saying, you know, this is kind of how the world works. They hire the same models, they curate the same art, they cast the same actors over and over again, and we all lose. So kudos to Beyoncé for getting Vogue up to 2018 and on the right path and, you know, opening doors and helping us all move forward.
So Dionne Warwick, the iconic singer,
Walk On By,
absolutely, has addressed allegations made in a recent documentary about her cousin, Whitney Houston. So this is a new documentary called Whitney. It is an overview of Whitney Houston's life, includes interviews with several family members, a lot of people who worked with her over the course of her career. And it's a fascinating documentary on a lot of levels, but the biggest shocking news to come out of this documentary was the revelation that, according to a couple of Whitney Houston's close confidants, the singer described to them being molested as a child by her cousin, Dee Dee Warwick, who was also a singer, died several years ago, and was the sister of Dionne Warwick.
Wow. Yeah. So what did Dionne have to say about this?
So Dionne just gave an interview to Larry King, and here's what she had to tell Larry King about these allegations.
I have tried to refrain from responding to that. First of all, it's totally hogwash. My sister would never, ever have done anything to do any harm to any child, especially within our family. And for those lies to be perpetuated in this so-called documentary film, yeah, I think it's evil.
Were you shocked?
Totally. Totally.
So Whitney Houston's mother, Sissy Houston, who was interviewed for the documentary but did not learn about these allegations until the documentary came out, has also responded to the allegations, saying she has a hard time believing them. It's some tough information to digest for that family, clearly. Also in the documentary, Whitney Houston's brother, Gary Garland, says that Dee Dee also molested him, but he also did not know that his sister was also allegedly a victim until the documentary came out. So this is just a lot of information for this family to process. And understandably, it's, you know, hard for some members of the family to believe that a close relative of theirs could have been responsible for this. So we'll close today with a story that seems like it is destined to be the kind of movie that your dad's going to make you sit down and watch with him, because although right now it doesn't exactly have a happy ending, it just feels like a feel-good ending is somewhere around the corner for this story.
Okay, so what happened? I'm like, there, yes, my dad is a big, I'm guessing it has something to do with music, so I'm guessing my dad would be into it. What did they do?
So two elderly German men were apprehended by authorities at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. They had fled their retirement home and they were planning to attend a heavy metal music festival.
Okay, what I love about this story is every time you said another sentence, it just got better and better. Old dudes found at 3 a.m., breaking out of the retirement home and going to see some metal. Wow.
Yeah. So they were reported missing by their retirement home. There was a search. Authorities found them at 3 a.m. And according to CNN, they were, quote, reluctant to return to their retirement home, but they were returned, quote, as a precaution.
Well, yeah, they just had their faces melted off. They needed a little time to get it pulled back together before heading back home.
But this is where the not quite a happy ending part comes in. They didn't actually make it to the festival.
No.
They did not get to see headliners like Judas Priest and Danzig. They wanted to. They didn't make it.
This is an absolute travesty.
So I don't know how this story does not end with these two guys showing up on stage with Judas Priest. Somewhere at some time, someone's going to make a documentary about it. Everyone's going to cry. It's going to be like Grumpy Old Men, except German and with heavy metal. Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. That's today's Music News. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Reed. We'll be back tomorrow with even more Music News headlines.